Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Josh Martin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Got a seven-floor condo and a next-door neighbor, I don't know his first name. Now the lights are so bright, you can look up at the sky and never see a thing. Sometimes I listen close to that busy street, with the horns blowing, city pulsing out an urban beat. Till I find a cricket working on a simple melody, let it bring me back in time. When I hear a banjo ring over, the rhythm of a flat top six string, oh, it's always taking me back to the back porch, boot tapping on the floor, singing on that old oak swing. And when the band of short leaf pine goes in a memory from another time. Ain't it funny how a creek bank, muddy water flowing, no matter where it's going, sounds like home. Probably tired, yeah, his muddy tires on the gravel drive match the dirt from his boots. And mama's probably sitting down her on the table wondering what her boy's been up to. I only make the trip once or twice a year, but they're always close when my eyes closed. And I hear a banjo ring over the rhythm of a flat top six string, always taking me back to the time. Isn't it funny how a creek bank, muddy water flowing, no matter where it's going, sounds like. I get that way out past the city limit sign kind of state of mind every time. I hear a banjo ring over the rhythm of a flat top six string, always, always taking me back to the back porch, boot tapping on the floor, singing on that old oak swing. And when the band of short leaf pine blows in a memory from another time.
Living in Nashville now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now how long you been there?
Been in Nashville now for 5 years.
Ooh, and how is that compared to home?
Oh, Lord, if you didn't tell them.
I mean,
you know what? Nashville is awesome. And we live in, we actually live in Hendersonville. So Hendersonville, Tennessee is kind of like a souped up version of Floyd County. I mean, seriously, it's, you know, it's got that small town feel, you know, everybody knows everybody, which is good and bad, you know, that two sides of every story thing. And then, but, you know, Hendersonville, it's just, it's kind of like the Disney world of the Nashville surrounding area.
Good.
So raising a family there is super easy.
That's good.
For creative people, anyways, Nashville is the place to go to learn and to just throw yourself in the midst of all these awesome creators of music.
Yeah. And you talked about the songwriters workshops you would do, and you do a Nashville Writers Night thing. Can you talk a little bit about that and tell me what that's like when you're sitting in a room with a bunch of other writers? And I mean, do you just bounce ideas? Do you sit and actually write things out together? How does that work?
You know, co-writing was a new thing for me, because I thought that every artist just wrote their own songs, you know, growing up. No, that's not how it works, especially in Nashville, because a big part of the economy down there is writing the songs, pitching them to the country artists, and getting cuts. The first time I co-wrote with big names, I wrote with a guy, he's actually a Lexington native, Kent Blasey, and we wrote Sounds Like a Song and Where's My Baby, all in the span of like a month. He was just awesome enough to open his doors and show me the ropes and everything. And I was going in terrified, because here I'm sitting eye to eye with the guy that wrote If Tomorrow Never Comes, Ain't Going Down and the Sun Comes Up, all these Garth Brooks songs that I just grew up, you know, jamming out to on old stereo, you know. And here he is. And I'm thinking, man, there is no way that I'm going to be able to contribute to this. But the cool thing is about co-writing is everybody has a strength and everybody has a weakness. And where Kent might be strong, you know, lyrically, I found a place creating melodies and new chord progressions and stuff that maybe other co-writers in town may, you know, might not have an ear to, because of the eclectic influences that I had growing up.
Go, there's something telling me to go, to give a thing that I own, skip out of this old town. Dreams, we're living with some pretty big dreams of the people we want to be, but here they'll never be found. We can't stay, no, gotta run away. Run away until we find that somewhere we can slow kiss all day on the beach sand. Maybe dance a little while, doesn't matter what style. Just show me that smiling face on you, watching that sun just fade on you. Don't you wanna make it there tomorrow, babe? We gotta run. Like a train, all the thoughts running through my brain. Which track are we gonna choose? Line, wishing we were on a straight line, but with every little wind we find a whole lot more of the truth. We can't stay, no, we gotta. Sun is fading on you. Don't you wanna make
you're a prolific songwriter. I know you've written hundreds of songs. How in the world did you figure out what was going to be on your album? How did you whittle that down out of the hundreds of songs that you have over, you know, years in Nashville?
It wasn't easy, I'll say that. There's a lot of good ones, and then there's a lot of bad ones.
That's some honesty.
So I picked the good ones. That's, you know, good. I have a short list.
Good instinct.
I have a short list. After we get done with a song, I kind of know if it's, you know, good or bad. And usually those I'll keep in a certain little place in my phone or you know, somewhere that way that I don't forget about it. Because when you write 200 songs a year, like a lot of people do in Nashville, songs just come and go. And that was something that I was not accustomed to. So these songs that I'm putting out are the songs that I feel like represent what I want everybody to know about me as a person right off the bat. It was kind of hard wrapping my head around getting that personal right off the bat with songs.
You know, everybody says there's a story, but you really can hear the story of you growing up and, you know, sitting on the back porch and listening to banjo and hearing these things. You can hear you in this, which is amazing. I mean, that's, I think, what people are wanting to hear. So, and you hear Kentucky in it,
yeah,
which is also incredible. Yeah. Is there anything besides your home that inspires you?
Country music is basically, you can write about two things, and that's girls or parties. And country music is all love songs centered around those two things. And so every country song that I would ever write, I'd tell Alicia she's in it. And the girls are in it. You know, because I'm just a modest guy. I'm not in love with partying, you know, extremely hard every night, or, you know, ain't going down to the sun
well,
comes
it's
up
hard
type
with
thing.
A 7-month-old. I mean, I don't think the 7-month-old can hang too well.
Oh, she can.
With that, well,
she can hang
that's
with
probably
the
true.
Said there's always a danger in talking to strangers in the neon lights. Still we talked all night, turning over every stone. You had him, I had her, we'd both been through that hurt you don't think we'll fade. Oh, but then they played that song. Didn't take diamonds or starlit sky shining, promises wrapped up in roses. Whiskey and wine wasn't clouding their minds. All it took was me pulling you close then. We started dancing and love, it just happened, waltz our way. When they played that song, just one verse in, you were under my skin, and that melody had you falling for me, and I caught you before long. Now it's years down the road, girl, we never let go, no, we're still in that first moment when we heard that song. Didn't take diamonds or starlit sky shining, or promises wrapped up in roses. No Santa Fe sunsets or blue water beaches. All it takes is pulling you close then. We just start dancing and love always happens to waltz our way. Oh, when they play that song. Girl, let's always play
that song.
Thank you.
What else besides music do you fill time with? And a 7-month-old and a 3-year-old and a wife? And
I've spent a lot of time, you know, just in the studio, you know, in the past 4 or 5 months especially, and just figuring out what the new target is with this music. And it's certainly not one of those things that, you know, we're going to put out and record labels are going to be knocking down your doors. You know, I'm going to have to go out and put in some legwork with this stuff and get people knowing that it's there. And then hopefully after that, you know, we can see the progress with it.
Great. So, So switching gears, I have just another off-the-wall question that I think is so fun to ask. Who is the most exciting person that you've played with, really pumped about?
I've never been one to get starstruck real easy. Me and a dear friend of mine was having coffee one day down in town, and he asked me that question. And I said, you know, a couple months ago, I got to play in a Bluebird round. And in Nashville, the Bluebird Cafe is like the place. If you're a songwriter, you got to play the Bluebird. And so my good friend Marla Cannon, and co-writer, she invited me to play a round. Growing up, I was always a huge Alison Krauss fan, okay? And so I found out a week before that the guy that wrote The Lucky One, Restless, all these titles that Alison just slayed was going to be sitting in the round with us, and he was going to be playing. And his name's R.L. Castleman. So I was starstruck that he was there, number one, because those songs, to me, are just works of art, and hearing him play it. But then they took it a step further, and Alison was actually sitting, like, behind me, breathing down my neck while I was trying to play and sing. I was kind of freaking out.
Yeah, I would freak out a little bit, even if I was trying not to be starstruck. I mean, I'm freaking out right now. This is really exciting to get to be here. I mean, but imagine Alison Krauss.
And she told me after the show, she said, great set. So
yes.
That's what you want. And then life is complete.
Alison Krauss.
It's called Hard Times. Well, he leaves home each Sunday morning. Takes Route 23 to Detroit City to build the cars that make this country move. And then he'll punch that clock on Friday, head back to Kentucky, only home for just a day or two. Cause that's what he has to do. But these are hard times in Floyd County. Hear that wolf scratching at the door. It's a hard time in Floyd County. Cause that old coal train don't run there anymore. Well, that town's broke down and rusty, like those steel rails that used to shine. There's a rotted ties and weeds between the tracks. Most folks blew away like that engine smoke, looking for a better road. Once they left, they never did look back. Cause that's what they had to do. It's hard. Run there anymore. Come on now. granddad's story. But the last few words he said to me brought that restless rumble beneath my feet. And that's the thing about history. If you don't learn, you're doomed to repeat. Looks like there's always gonna be hard times in Floyd County. You can hear that wolf scratching at the door. Train don't run there anymore. Yeah, there's hard times in Floyd County. You can hear that wolf scratching at the door. There's hard times in Floyd County. That old coal train don't run there anymore. Lord, Lord.
I'd like to thank Josh Martin for being with us this evening. Thank you. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zanka and Kate Heinonen. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guest and program on their web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Josh Martin.
My dad is dead. He spent his whole life in the mines. And he didn't make it to get that gold watch at 65. As a young man, I sat back and watched my whole world disappear. Now the bags are all loaded and I'm getting the hell out of here. Well, this rusty old small town is all that the company left us. Threw a dart at the map on the wall and it landed in Texas. Leaving that world that I knew, fading away in the rear view, I'm headed for Longview. Headed for Longview. Down there an American dreamer has places to go. And they say that the springtime comes early where the blue bonnets grow. So if you be my lone star lover, girl, we'll never turn back. At least down in Longview, Texas, their tap water won't be running black. Well, this rusty old small town is all that the company left us. I threw a dart at the map on the wall and then landed in Texas. Now I'm leaving that place that I knew, fading away in the rear view. I'm headed for Longview. I'm headed for Longview. I'm headed for Longview.
Redburn Radio would like to thank Josh, Caleb, Evan, and Austin for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.